Mansfield in the morning. Hot cares.
As usual at this time on a Monday, we delve into hot cares. And jeepers, I haven't spoken to him for absolute ages.
Could be a decade, you know.
Tim Plumen, good morning to you.
Morning, Tim.
Hello, Kirby. Hello, Sam. Hi.
Very well. How are you doing, my friend?
Incredibly well. Very, very well indeed. Thank you very much for asking.
Good.
Well, you're both surviving the corona.
Yeah, we're surviving, Getting bored. That's the main thing. But now listen, Tim, tell us about your link with Logwood Village.
Well, I've been involved with Logwood Village for over 15 years now. It really started with Kathy and myself, my wife and I, starting a school years and years ago for handicapped children. We handed that over and got involved into Logwood, which is for adults. You know, it's a home that supports adults with intellectual disability. It's been one of my projects that I've been involved in as a charity giver, if you like, for many years in this field, because it's something that's lacks in the country.
Yeah. They do some astounding work. Tell us about some of the stuff that they have done, because they keep the adults at Logwood busy with a whole load of stuff.
Yeah. So the thing about Logwood Village is to say it's not an institution. It's a home.
Yeah.
It is people's home. They have work. We have a couple of workshops there. All of the residents work at whatever level they are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done enormous things like, you know, we're putting together gardenia hose fittings, electrical fittings, plugs they put together over there. They get contracts to do kind of bulk work where you put assemble things. One of my favorite things, because I could never do it, was they were folding serviettes for the airlines, and they sold, you know, they were folding one and a half million serviettes
yesterday.
Wow. How long does that take?
Well, they were delivering 15,000 to 18,000 a day
yesterday,
a fold of things. At the moment we've got a really good contract where we're helping with PPEs, and they're delivering 15,000 face masks, the coverings, you know, the would be see-through masks.
Yeah,
they're assembling 15,000 a day
yesterday. How many residents does Logwood have?
We've got just over 100 residents, and they range literally from the ages of 18 to 80 and beyond. Been going since 1954. And we have the thing is that we have residents there that have been spent most of their adult life who are getting elderly and have all the problems that elderly have.
Yes, this is also their involvement in the fight against the coronavirus. They're delivering all these PPEs on a daily basis. You use this as a way of funding the village as well. So if people have contracts where they want assembly work done, then they would be able to get hold of you guys and see if you could accommodate them in any way.
Oh, very much so. And the thing about it is that they get an incredibly good deal, because the pricing on this is very much lower than they'll get anywhere else.
Yeah.
They get it under management and accounts. We're really proud of the work that these guys do, because they're trained. Every job that we get in, everybody is trained within the house. And anything that we can't operate because it's too complex or something like that, we have an association with a local village where we bring in workers. And so we're involved in the community as well by offering work.
We'll give details, and we'll also put them up on our Hot 91.9 website, details of how people can get in contact with Logwood if they have any contracts or anything that they would like to investigate.
Yeah. One of our problems is that at Logwood is that we support quite a few indigent people that we brought in who have no support from anywhere, from the local communities and things like that, who are mentally handicapped. So we have that, and we have old age people who've lost their families who are struggling.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there feels that would like to sponsor a resident or donate anything, that it would be most appreciated.
Okay, I can tell you that the contact number for Logwood Village is 011-659-0480, or you can also send an email through to marketing@logwoodvillage.co.za.
And that's probably the best way to do it.
That probably is. Yeah. But what we'll do is we'll put all of the contact details up on our hot919.co.za site, and you can get along there. If there is any assembly work that you need done, if there is any way that you think you could assist Logwood Village in any way whatsoever, please get in contact with them and see what you can do for Logwood Village. Tim Plumen, thank you very much for what you do, and thank you very much for taking time to talk to us on Hot 91.9.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day. Stay safe.
Thanks, Tim.
Hot 91.9.
We care for our community.
Mansfield in the morning.
Jeremy, Simon, John, and Sam.
Weekdays, 6 till 9.
On Hot 91.9.